One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are places in this world that seem to hold on to the energy of those who came before us. Homes where the air feels heavier, shadows linger just a bit too long, and the walls seem to whisper the secrets of the past. Tonight, we step into one of those places, a modest suburban house that became anything but ordinary. James and Claire thought they had found the perfect home. What they didn't know was that the house had a history, one marked by tragedy and loss. It wasn't long before subtle disturbances began to creep into their daily lives, items mysteriously moving, unexplainable noises, and glimpses of something or someone lurking in the shadows. But what started as small, eerie occurrences soon grew into something far more insidious. Could it be the spirit of the man who died there, unable to move on? Or was it something darker, something that attached itself to Claire in ways no one could have anticipated? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, I never thought I'd find myself writing to someone like you, but I've come to realize that I can't make sense of what happened on my own. Maybe sharing this will help me understand, or at least help me move on. My name is James, and this is the story of the house that changed my life. In 1988, my wife Claire and I moved into a modest home on a quiet street in a small town. The house had been in my family for a while. I bought it from my brother Robert and his wife, who had been renting it out after moving out of state. Robert's wife couldn't stand to live there anymore. Her first husband, Paul, had died in that house, in the master bedroom to be exact. It was a tragedy no one liked to talk about, but Paul had taken his own life, leaving behind a sadness that seemed to linger in the very air of the place. At first, everything seemed fine. It was a quaint little house, nothing fancy, but it was ours. We spent the first few months settling in, making it our own. Claire would decorate while I worked on small repairs. Life was simple and peaceful. But then little things began to happen. It started with Claire saying she felt uneasy in the master bedroom, especially at night. She'd tell me she felt like someone was watching her. I laughed it off, told her it was just her imagination. After all, the house had a history, and sometimes our minds play tricks on us, right? But then I started to notice things, too. We'd put something down, a set of keys, a book, and come back minutes later to find it somewhere else. At first, I thought it was just us being forgetful, but Claire was adamant that she hadn't moved anything. It wasn't just small things, either. One morning, I found a picture frame that had been on the mantel, lying in the middle of the kitchen floor. No one had touched it. The uneasiness grew. One night, Claire woke me in a panic. She swore she saw a man standing at the foot of our bed, staring at us. I jumped up, grabbed the baseball bat I kept by the nightstand, and turned on the light. There was nothing there. Still, the look on her face told me she wasn't imagining it. Then came the noises, footsteps in the hallway when no one else was home. Doors that had been left open would be closed when we turned around. Our dog, who had always been calm and friendly, refused to set foot in the master bedroom. He'd stand at the doorway growling, his hackles raised. Gave me chills. The breaking point came one evening while we were watching TV in the living room. Out of nowhere, the television in the basement came on at full volume. It startled both of us. I grabbed a flashlight and headed downstairs, expecting to find something, maybe an electrical glitch, or even worse, an intruder. But when I got to the basement, the TV wasn't just on, it was blaring static. And here's the thing, it wasn't even plugged in. I unplugged it anyway, moved it to the center of the room, and went back upstairs. I was barely back in my seat when we heard it again, full volume, static screaming from the basement. I ran back down, my heart pounding. The TV was still unplugged. I couldn't explain it, and I didn't want to think about what it might mean. Claire was terrified. She begged me to sell the house, to get out before something worse happened. I wasn't ready to give up so easily. I told her we'd call my parents, both of whom were ministers, to bless the house. Maybe a little prayer and some holy water would calm things down. My parents came the next day, armed with their Bibles and a bottle of holy water. They prayed in every room, sprinkling the water and asking for peace to return to our home. They even blessed the garage, just to be thorough. After that, the house was quiet. The footsteps stopped, the doors stayed where we left them, and the TV never turned on by itself again. For 6 years, everything was fine. We thought the worst was behind us. But peace has a way of deceiving you, Tony. Just when you think the storm has passed, it comes roaring back, and this time it came for Claire. It started subtly. Claire began having nightmares, vivid ones that she could hardly describe without trembling. She'd wake up drenched in sweat, saying she saw figures, shadowy, black shapes, whispering to her, calling her toward them. She called them demons. But I didn't take her seriously at first. I thought they were just dreams, a side effect of stress or maybe even some lingering trauma from the house's history. Then her mood began to shift. She grew paranoid, convinced someone or something was watching her. She became obsessed with keeping the doors locked, even when we were home. Her fear wasn't just palpable. It was contagious. I found myself double-checking locks and avoiding the master bedroom unless absolutely necessary. One night, Claire broke down sobbing uncontrollably, saying she couldn't take it anymore. She wanted to end her life, to stop the voices and the visions. I didn't know what to do, so I rushed her to the hospital. The doctors diagnosed her with manic depression and paranoia, saying her delusions were a symptom of her condition. They put her on medication, and for a while, things seemed to improve. She was better for a few months. We laughed again, cooked dinner together, even talked about starting a garden in the backyard. But Claire, ever stubborn, decided she didn't need the medication anymore. She didn't tell me. She just stopped taking it. That's when the darkness really set in. It started with small arguments, but they escalated quickly. One afternoon, she threw a mug of iced tea at me because I hadn't moved a box to the basement fast enough. The mug missed me by inches, shattering against the gate outside. Another day, while we were in the kitchen, she hurled a cast iron skillet at my head. I ducked just in time, but the pan left a gaping hole in the drywall. The final straw came when she shoved me down the basement stairs. I had just started descending when she screamed at me to stop and take something down for her. Before I could react, I felt her hands on my back, and I tumbled down the steps, crashing into the wall at the bottom. Thankfully, I wasn't seriously injured, but I knew I couldn't stay. I told her I was leaving until she went back on her medication. That's when I heard it, the voice. It wasn't hers. It was deep, guttural, and angry. Something I can only describe as inhuman. It accused me of abandoning her, of betraying her. I froze, my mind racing to understand what I'd just heard. When I looked at Claire, her eyes were different, dark and cold, like someone else was staring back at me. I knew then that this wasn't just mental illness. Whatever we had thought was exorcised from the house hadn't left. It had found a new home inside Claire. She refused any help, any mention of an exorcism. It wasn't long before we divorced. I moved out, leaving her alone in that house. I thought maybe the distance would bring her clarity, that she'd seek the help she needed. But things only got worse. About a year later, I heard from a mutual friend that Claire had tried to shove her new boyfriend out of a moving car. He survived, but he left her shortly after. She hasn't had anyone else in her life since, as far as I know. I still think about her, Tony, about what happened in that house and what became of her. She still lives there, alone. I've heard from neighbors that strange things continue to happen. Lights flickering at odd hours, shadows moving in the windows when no one's home. I've come to accept that I'll never have answers, but one thing keeps me awake at night. The voice. That terrible, guttural voice. I'll never forget it. Sometimes I wonder if I'll hear it again someday, maybe in my dreams, maybe in my waking life. I just hope Claire finds peace wherever, or however, that may be. Sincerely, James. James's story leaves us grappling with questions that blur the lines between psychological distress and the paranormal. At first glance, Claire's behavior could be attributed to her struggles with mental illness, a battle far too many face in silence. The hallucinations, paranoia, and emotional volatility are consistent with her diagnosis, and stopping her medication likely exacerbated those symptoms. But is that the full story? The events James describes, the unplugged TV, blaring static, the guttural voice, and Claire's shifting demeanor, hint at something more insidious. Could the house, with its tragic history, have left a lingering presence that found its way into Claire's vulnerable psyche? Or did the entity never leave after the initial exorcism, waiting for the right moment to manifest in a new and terrifying way? It's easy to dismiss this as the product of stress, trauma, or even imagination, but what if it's not? Throughout history, countless cultures have reported possessions, hauntings, and unexplainable phenomena tied to locations steeped in tragedy. Could James's house have been one of those places, a conduit for something beyond our understanding? And then there's Claire. If the entity truly did possess her, why? Was she just in the wrong place at the wrong time, or was there something about her, her emotional state, her vulnerability that made her an easy target? If James is right and the entity remains with her to this day, what does that mean for her future? The scariest part of James's story isn't the haunting itself, it's the unanswered questions it leaves behind. Is the darkness tied to the house, or has it followed Claire wherever she goes? And most chilling of all, could it happen to anyone given the right circumstances? As we close the book on this haunting tale, I find myself reflecting on a simple truth. Sometimes what scares us most isn't what we see, but what we can't explain. Sleep tight, friends, and keep the lights on.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.